Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ed Marsh is here. Ed's a four-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and principal of Consilium. He's an export expert, and he's served our country honorably in the military, and we're proud of his service for that. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic, especially for CEOs or small businesses. Ed Marsh, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back, Jim. It's always great to be with you and your audience.
Good to have you back. So, Ed, I've been talking to my audience about being discerning consumers of information since everybody had a modem and a dial-up. When the information was coming at us in through a straw, And every year, as the straw got replaced by a water hose, and then it got replaced by a fire hose, and now it's coming out of a fire hydrant, all the stuff that's coming at us. Over the years, I've tried to help remind people, look, you've got, if you're going to be effective, if you're going to come away with information that you can use, you've got to learn how to triage information. You've got to learn how to be discerning and say, okay, this isn't good, this is good. That's the reason why I don't spend time on Facebook. I never hang out on Facebook, ever, or even Twitter. I never hang out on Twitter. I've got places that I go to get information that helps me do what I need to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, obviously, the one question is the value of the information you're consuming, and it's important to have some entertainment and hobby time in your life, but that's, yep, we need to recognize that.
That's what the TV Land channel is for.
Exactly. And when you're talking about processing business information, what's really interesting is, you know, we all have lots of ways to kind of store or save information. We can rely on our memory. We can have Google Docs with it. We can have notes in a handwritten journal. We can use Evernote. We can use lots of different tools. The problem is retrieval and finding the intersection between ideas. I mean, you know, if I sit down and read one of your great books and I read things in there page after page, I say, oh man, that's, you know, I gotta remember that. And I don't have a good way to retrieve that information.
Right.
I will have saved it somewhere, but it won't help me, you know, after 2 months when I need that to pop into my mind at the right time. That's the key, really.
That's the reason when I read books that I'm especially people that I think I'm going to get something out of, I read it with a highlighter and a sticky notes. The books I love are totally destroyed with highlighters and sticky notes.
Absolutely. And ReadWise, I don't know if you've ever tried that, but that's a great app as well that you can use your phone to take a picture, save an excerpt,
right,
like you would highlight it and make a note on it, and then it's always there for you.
Yep, that's a good idea. I did not know about that. ReadWise. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. So, really, the challenge comes down to there's so much coming at us. As you say, you have to discern it, and then you have to store it, and you have to store it in a way that you can retrieve it, but then kind of the ultimate piece is having it stored and retrieved in a way where the intersection of really interesting ideas arise, and that's where, you know, you have those moments of brilliance and business opportunity as a business owner. At the intersection of something that everyone recognizes and another thing that everyone recognizes, but that combination in the middle is something that other people have not recognized. And so how do you retrieve information in a way?
Can I stop you for a second? That intersection thing, I want to dwell on that for a second, because one of the things that I, in my third book, The Age of the Customer, the last chapter is now you're the futurist. As the CEO of your company, you are the futurist of your company. And what you're looking for are those intersections out in the future that happen because of data points, pieces of information, something somebody said that triangulate and come together at a point in the future where you get some clarity. That's what you were talking about, clarity of an intersection. That's when you can see that, because you've consumed this information properly and because you're thinking of yourself as the CEO, futurist leader of your company, you start seeing those intersections, and that clarity helps you make decisions about how to lead your company. What do you think?
I think that's exactly, you said it much better than I did. The problem is we all have processes for things, for accounting and for regular reviews of employees and for exercise and all of that, but we don't have a process to manage information in exactly the way you just described. And so I think that's the fascinating opportunity that business owners have right now because it's a new technology.
But don't you think a lot of business owners, a lot of managers consume this information, and they've got it. They do a good job of reading it, but they don't give themselves the job of being a forecaster, of being responsible for foresight, of expecting yourself, of anointing yourself as the futurist, at least for your life, if nothing else. You get a right to do
that.
That's
exactly right.
Don't you think? Go ahead.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that the issue is that even people that tend to do it, that are aware of it, that have read your book, that understand that's something that's important to do, just do it in an ad hoc way. You know, they hope that they recall, and as they sit there Saturday morning reading Barron's or, you know, reading whatever they're reading about a different topic, that suddenly those other ideas jump into their mind and they piece them together. And my suggestion is that we now have the opportunity to not do that on an ad hoc basis, but to do it on a process, consistent, managed, and deliberate basis.
Mm-hmm. Process. I like that. Talk to us about that.
Well, so it really comes down to storing the information in a way that has not only captured raw information, but refined your thoughts along the way, and then connecting those thoughts or allowing those thoughts to be connected in ways that will surface eventually. And what I'm so excited about, what's really, you know, this is a problem that a lot of us have thought about for a long time, and you've even written about it and talked about how important it is. What's changed recently is some new technology that I've discovered called Rome Research, which actually is growing really quickly and has a very fanatical, almost cult-like following online. But the premise of it is to create a database that you completely structure yourself, or rather, it structures itself. It builds its own neural network. Rome Research, R-O-A-M Research.
Like roam around, folks, Rome Research. When we come back, I'm going to get Ed to talk some more about Rome Research and how you and I can implement, if not the technology, you know, come up with your own. But folks, once you start doing this, you'll have aha moments one after the other. 20 after, right back with Ed Marsh. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.